Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, API Networking. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Networking Applications in the IT Networking for Developers in Finance and FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamentals of API communication, the importance of APIs in front-end development, and the common protocols used in APIs. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand how APIs interact over networks and their significance in application development, particularly in the context of finance and fintech. Main content: understanding API communication. API, or application programming interface, is a set of rules that allows different software applications to communicate with each other. It acts like a bridge, enabling systems to share data and functionalities in a standardized way. For example, when you use a mobile banking app to check your balance, the app sends a request to the bank's server through an API. The server processes this request and sends the information back to the app, all happening in a matter of seconds. APIs can be classified into several types, including REST, SOAP, and GraphQL. Each type has its unique approach to communication. REST, Representational State Transfer, is the most commonly used API architecture, particularly in web services. It relies on standard HTTP methods like GET, HOST, PUT, and DELETE to perform operations on resources identified by URLs. This simplicity and flexibility make REST APIs popular among developers. In addition to the above, understanding how to build and consume APIs is crucial for developers. Building an API involves defining the endpoints that clients can use to access your application's data and functionalities. Consuming an API means making requests to these endpoints and handling the responses effectively. This knowledge not only enhances your technical skills but also positions you to contribute meaningfully in collaborative projects. Importance of APIs in front-end development. APIs play a crucial role in front-end development, especially in creating user-friendly applications. By leveraging APIs, developers can integrate various functionalities without building everything from scratch. For instance, a finance app may use an API to access real-time stock market data, allowing users to view live updates without needing to refresh the page. Moreover, APIs enable developers to create a modular architecture. This means that different parts of an application can be developed independently, promoting efficiency and collaboration among teams. For example, one team can focus on the front-end user interface while another works on back-end data management, both communicating through APIs to ensure seamless integration. With the rise of cloud computing, APIs have also enabled developers to utilize third-party services, such as payment gateways or data analytics tools, which enhances the capabilities of their applications. This not only saves time but also reduces the need for extensive coding, aligning with a low-code approach that many professionals in finance and fintech are adopting. Furthermore, APIs provide a way to enhance user experience by allowing applications to dynamically load data. This means users can interact with the application without experiencing delays commonly associated with page reloads. As users increasingly expect seamless, fast interactions, APIs become essential in meeting these demands. Common protocols used in APIs to facilitate communication. APIs use various protocols, which are sets of rules that dictate how data is transmitted over a network. The most common protocols include HTTP/HTTPS, the foundation of data communication on the web. HTTPS is the secure version of HTTP, ensuring that data exchanged between the client and server is encrypted. This is especially important in finance, where sensitive information is transmitted. WebSocket. Unlike HTTP, which is a request-response protocol, WebSocket allows for two-way communication between the client and server. This is useful for applications that require real-time updates, such as stock trading platforms or chat applications. OAuth, a protocol for authorization that allows third-party services to exchange information without sharing passwords. For example, when you log into a finance app using your Google account, OAuth helps to securely share your information without exposing your credentials. GraphQL, a newer alternative to REST, GraphQL allows clients to request only the data they need, which can reduce the amount of data transmitted over the network. This can lead to performance improvements, especially in applications that deal with large datasets. Understanding these protocols is vital for developers as they choose the right one based on the application's needs. For instance, if real-time communication is essential, WebSocket would be the preferred choice over HTTP. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the essential concepts of API networking, including how APIs facilitate communication between software applications, their significance in front-end development, and the common protocols that govern their interactions. By understanding these elements, you are better equipped to leverage APIs in your projects within the finance and fintech sectors. In our next lesson, we will delve deeper into building and integrating APIs to enhance your application development skills. Reflection questions: how do APIs enhance the user experience in finance applications? What advantages does a modular architecture provide in front-end development? Which protocol would you choose for an application requiring real-time data updates, and why?